later, leaving his diminished property to his children. Rachel's share was the house in Charlestown, the spot on which Rachel spent her childhood and brief youth was one of the most picturesque on the mountain range of St. Christopher. Facing the sea, the house stood on a loft eminence in the very shadow of Mount Misery. Immediately behind the house were the high peaks of the range, hardly less in pride than come of the great volcano. The house was built on a ledge, but no one could step from the terrace above into an abrevant ravine, wrenched into its torturous shape by earthquake and flood. Virgin tropical forest. The great house, with its spacious open galleries and verandas, was surrounded with stone terraces, overflowing with the intense red and orange of hibiscus and cotton bronze, the golden browns and softer yellows of less ambitious plant, the sensuous tints of the orchid, and high and glittering beauties of the palm and the coconuts. The slope to the coast were covered with coconut fields, their bright young greens sharp against the dark blue of the sea. The ledge on which the house was built terminated suddenly.